Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, a new report highlights the significant medical debt that is burdening hundreds of thousands of Angelenos. Los Angeles County Supervisors approve a new music therapy program for its troubled juvenile halls.
Part of our charge is just to bring down the general tension.
And decades after his death, Tupac Shakur is getting a star in Hollywood. Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 7th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. More than 800,000 people in Los Angeles County are struggling to pay medical debt. LAist senior health reporter Jackie 48 says a new report finds that these bills can have striking consequences on people's financial, physical, and mental health.
The numbers are staggering. 1 in 10 adults in LA County are in debt for medical care, and together they owe at least $2.6 billion. And the impacts can be devastating, says Dr. Naaman Shah, director of medical affairs at Public Health and one of the report's researchers.
Respondents who had burdensome medical debt were less likely to fill their prescriptions, less likely to go for follow-up care. It's a terrible situation where the sick get sicker.
People without health insurance were much more likely to have burdensome medical debt, but sky-high deductibles and out-of-pocket costs mean many people with insurance are struggling. The report also found that people with children were 37% more likely to have medical debt than child-free adults. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
You can find more about the cost of medical debt in LA on our website, LAist.com. Happening today, Metro's Taxpayer Oversight Committee on Measure M is meeting to provide updates on how funding from the measure is being spent. Today's presentation will go over Metro's active transportation program, which includes a complete Los Angeles River waterway and system bike path. LA County voters approved Measure M back in 2016, which is a half-cent sales tax that funds projects to ease traffic, repair local streets and sidewalks, expand public transportation, and more. To attend the meeting virtually or to submit comments, you can go to the Metro Board website. Los Angeles County will bring more arts programming to its troubled juvenile detention facilities in the form of a drum corps program. LAist's Robert Garova has more.
The LA County Board of Supervisors approved a $500,000 contract with the Inner City Youth Orchestra Los Angeles. It will bring a music program to Barry J. Nindorf Juvenile Hall in Sylmar and at other facilities where youth are housed. Last month, a state board ordered some 275 youths transferred due to unsuitable conditions, but dozens will remain on the Nindorf grounds in a facility state regulators don't have jurisdiction over. David Carroll is director of the county's Department of Youth Development.
Part of our charge is just to bring down the general tension. And we believe that that musical therapy is something that can definitely help lead to just a calming, right, of the environment.
The new drum corps program will include intensive training for 30 weeks and instruction on music theory. For LAist 89.3, I'm Robert Garova.
Several Los Angeles restaurants were awarded top honors at the James Beard Awards this week. It's often called the Oscars of food. The judges highlighted Justin Peach Trugsy at Anna Jack Thai in Sherman Oaks in the Best Regional Chef category in California. Margarita Mansky of Republique in Mid-City LA was named Outstanding Pastry Chef or Baker, and an Echo Park-based sake bar, O Toto, was honored for Outstanding Wine and Other Beverages. For a list of all the winners, head to LAist.com. Coming up, on a college wait list, what does that entail? Our higher ed reporter has a closer look just ahead.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. It's June, and some college applicants still do not know what school they're going to attend this fall. That's because they're on wait lists. LAist higher education reporter Adolfo Guzman Lopez explains how wait lists work.
UCLA is the dream school for Mohsen Kargahi's 12th grade daughter. As of Monday, she's still on the UCLA wait list.
My daughter has been there many, many times. She has emotional connection there.
Kargahi complains the waitlist process is opaque. He's right. Elite universities post little about how those choices are made. Last year, UCLA admitted about 3% of applicants off its waitlist of over 11,000. Transferring's a better bet. UCLA says last year it admitted 24% of applicants from community colleges. Julie Pissell is a higher education researcher at USC.
The terms of transfer are definitely more transparent than the terms of first-year admission.
Pissell also said research shows most students end up happy and do just fine at schools that weren't their first choice. For LAist 89.3, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
Tupac Shakur will be honored today with a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The award-winning rapper, activist, and film star addressed street violence and domestic violence against women in his music. His recording of Dear Mama is in the Library of Congress National Registry. He died young in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas in 1996. Over two decades later, he became the first solo hip-hop artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Will never be the same.
Tupac's sister is among those attending the star unveiling today. We have cloudy skies starting off the morning hours, and then expect partly cloudy skies this afternoon with high temperatures around 70 degrees in most areas. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. The AM edition is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3. 3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.